It's for those of you who are practitioners in this area, y'all probably know that it's a very much hot and heavy right now. The Department of Labor especially has been very interested and has recently issued some very new guidance, which we're going to talk about today. And just at a very high level, what we're dealing with here are really two sides of the same coin in many respects: independent contractor, co-employment liability. They both lead to and address the same issues from, in particular, the government's perspective. What are the employer's responsibilities, and what are the employee's rights? That really just is probably the most simplistic way to break this down. So two sides of the same coin: independent contractors, co-employment liability, consequences being from our perspective, why do we care? Because the government is looking at what are our obligations as an employer and what are the rights of our workers, our workforce, whether they are independent contractors or not, in some disputed areas. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Gary to tee off some of the latest and greatest.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you. And for the people on the far side of the room who can't see me because I'm blocked by the podium, I apologize. If I were a little taller, it'd probably be a little better, but I'm not that tall. So if you're a big basketball fan, then you obviously know that the Final Four, the final championship game, was played here in Houston, and that Villanova actually stayed at this hotel. And as excited as they were about the win, the one thing that we heard was that they were disappointed that they still couldn't stay. It was that Villanova actually stayed at this hotel, and their biggest disappointment was that they couldn't stay for the CCI 38th Annual Institute. So that's your gain is their loss. They got the championship. You're here. Life's full of trade-offs.